excited about the future, and I think it's only going to get brighter over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, Steve, we had finally had a chance to get some FaceTime with Ansi Salah, and man, he's impressive. And I think, you know, we were a little confused and concerned at times about the search for how we're going to move forward as far as the front office and bringing in some more execs. And it seems like, again, small sample size, but I don't think Hawks fans could expect any better.
I appreciate that. I think that Ansi and his team delivered on exactly what we were looking for. You know, we want to make the team better. Kristaps Porzingis, I think, is a great addition. I mean, incredible big, can shoot from the outside, can protect the rim. I just can't wait to see a few Trey lobs going up about 13 and a half feet and Kristaps slamming them in. And then we introduced Asa Newell to the city today, and that's very, very exciting. And, you know, I think the buzz of the draft is everybody talking about this deal we made with New Orleans that could potentially be something really, really special next season.
He's talking about that unprotected first-round pick that could potentially, guys, be a top five. Who knows? But it could end up being a big deal, and usually those picks – are not included in deals like this, so you give our front office a lot of credit for pulling off what they did. Let's talk about Asa real quick. We heard Ansi talk about what quality of a young man he is and what kind of, you know, the player is one thing, but we heard him talk a lot about what stood out for him when they were scouting him and getting a chance to know him a little bit, Steve. And, you know, that stuff goes, you know, unsaid, right? We just assume, oh, yeah, but – I think that goes a long way when you start talking about teammates and the kind of team player he is.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I met his folks today and spent a little time with him, and I think he's a great young man. And when you really look at the Georgia team, he was so head and shoulders over other players on that team that I'm not sure we got to see how good he really is. And that's what's so exciting is that I think he's got a very high upside, and I think we just scratched the surface down in Georgia because he didn't have world-class guards setting him up.
Right.
And so I think, you know, now let's be clear. He's 19 years old and he's not going to break the starting lineup, but he certainly has an opportunity to do some special things with us.
It is Steve Kuhnen, guys, Hawks CEO. Now we got stuff to talk about instead of me browbeating Steve Carl over, what are we doing? Where are we going? What are we spending? The Porzingis move is great. We could obviously improve some bench scoring, get some help, maybe bring Caris LeVert back. I know we got to wait till July 6th for that to begin. But the Porzingis thing, how quickly was that thing in the works?
Well, we talked about it about 8 or 10 days ago. And, you know, this whole thing for Dan, I'll be honest, I thought there'd be a lot more trades than what I saw. Mm. And there weren't a ton. There were a lot of, you know, draft night trades, but those were more for position than players. So Boston was incredibly motivated with a $500 million tax bill. And, you know, we were in very deep discussions with them on multiple players, but this is who we wanted. And I think we're really, really excited about it.
Steve, speaking of that, this is the new NBA you've been talking about, right? And we're not talking about the game. The game is great on the floor. But this maneuvering off the floor, Boston, championship-caliber team, unfortunate injury to Tatum. Now they're in the aprons, and you got to find a way to get under them, and you see selling off, in essence, right? You start to see, hey, we got to try to move some of these pieces. This is something that you've been talking about, and for example, the Thunder are not in any of the aprons. Neither are the Indiana Pacers, and yet they were playing in the NBA Finals, and I think – you know, Ansi Salah said this to us, that they have shown us that you can do this without going overboard and spending and having everybody on supermax contracts.
Well, you have to. I mean, Boston, this is kind of incredible. They, and I might be off a few dollars, but not much.
Okay.
They traded two players and saved $180 million in taxes.
Right, right. It's crazy.
I mean, are you kidding me? And then the way taxes are dispersed, all the teams that aren't in the tax get it. There were a lot of teams who did not want to trade with Boston because it literally cost them money. I don't think our fans really understand by us making the deal with Boston wasn't the most financially savvy move for the Atlanta Hawks, because if they would have had a $400 million tax bill, we would have gotten more, but we love the player and we want to get better. So these are the things that I've been talking about with you guys for the last year that really dimensionalized and came to fruition in the past couple of days.
Steve,
and, Yeah, Mike.
No, Steve's saying that's just phase one, Carl. There's more to the plan, which is great. I'm excited, man.
The, I mean, we're $31 million under. We, you know, we've got some holes we need to plug. We've got some targets that we're going to go after, and hopefully we'll be successful with that and bring some key pieces to, you know, Atlanta. I don't think you should be thinking that you're going to see, you know, superstars, because there's not really any in free agency, but there's a lot of really good players.
Right.
And that's what we need, good players and depth. That was the other thing you saw in both Indiana. You know, Nembhard, I think, was a second round.
Yep.
Niesman, second round.
Yep.
You know, you saw, I think Oklahoma City went 10 deep in one game. They don't do that in the playoffs. It's usually 7 deep. So the league is changing. The product's exciting. Parity is a good thing for us. And we're building. We're doing exactly what we hope to do. And we got more to go.
One of the other things we talked about today on the show is, you know, the emergence of Trae Young as a leader on this team. We talked about, you know, being there for Reese Hoshea, taking him and kind of showing him the ropes, taking him to football games and kind of being a mentor type dude. And to see him at the AC Newell's press conference, I love that. You know, I know sometimes we have a hard time for some of our audience trying to quantify what leadership sounds or looks like, but a guy taking that mantle, it's his team, and welcome to my team.
It's funny. I walked in the facility today, and of course, the first thing I do is walk up to the snack area, and I opened a cooler to get a drink, and I saw the guy who was there wearing a cap walking away. And I was like, "Oh, Trae, you're here." He said, "Yeah, I'm here." It's like, "Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you for coming." And he smiled, you know, and we bro hugged and talked about the families. But him being here means something, and it's a positive for the Hawks, and it sends a message. And to Asa, he was pretty speechless. Here's Trae Young at my press conference. You know,
yeah,
it's pretty special.
No doubt. It is. And I know you're probably aware of this now, but like when we talk about drafting Georgia players, right, you're going back to Neek, right? The last time. I mean, right. We were talking about this the other night when we were down at State Farm Arena. And it was kind of one of those things like, if they do, and then you guys did. But that's also a cool connection to the community because now, Steve, I mean, we got the Falcons who drafted Jalen Walker and you guys drafting another Georgia boy.
Yeah, I've been thinking all week since the draft how to tell you this story without getting in trouble.
Okay.
But we had several offers for the 23rd pick and some really good ones. You know, and we're looking there, and all of a sudden, Ace is there. And I'm like, take the Bulldogs. Take the Bulldogs. Mow it. And I want the fans to understand, I have zero voice, zero juice when it comes to picking players.
Right.
Yes, I'm the CEO, but that's not what you want me to do. You want the professionals, the Ansies, the Peters, the guys who do this for a living to be doing it. And I'm going, Asa, stay the Bulldog. And for about 3 minutes. And I'm sitting next to Tony Ressler, the owner, who was trying to get his guy picked earlier, who was not a Bulldog. He really liked the player in the draft after watching him play in college. And he gets no voice, which is also great that the professionals are running it, not the owner and the CEO, despite what people think.
Right.
And when they picked Asa, I might have broken out a little dance. I might have broken out a little glory, glory to old Georgia. Did it influence them? Maybe. Maybe psychosomatically they kept hearing that barking when they were thinking. I'm just saying. We got our first Bulldog
nice.
In the first round since Dominique in 83.
How about that? And Jalen Johnson's little brother, Kobe Johnson, too, apparently signed by, at least right now, Carl, signed from UCLA, a pretty good defender at guards. That's interesting as well.
Yes, it is. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that. So maybe we did, maybe we didn't. Yes. I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know.
For the rules are so.
Yeah, I know. I know. We had to.
It's so ridiculous. In the 10th pick in the draft, we take so-and-so. Let's hand him a hat. Hey. Everybody knows he's not going
there. Steve, that's it. I said this yesterday. Thank you for bringing this up, Carl, and I talked about it. You made your bones in TV after Coca-Cola, Big Macha. It's bad television. Why don't you just have
it's
your free agency?
Bad television.
Why don't you just have your free agency and then have your draft, and then the draft show becomes eminently more watchable, especially when it's on NBC.
We have a president's meeting on the 30th. We've brought this up, I think, 9 straight years in a row. I would rather blindfold the player, let him pretend to be the animal of the team that picked him, to put up antler ears for the Bucks, you know, a little rocket for Houston. I mean, okay, if we can't say it, let's pantomime it. Let's do something. But don't make the poor guy, you know, we had the draft party in the arena.
Right.
And I happened to walk over to one of the suites overlooking the bowl, and there were 5,000 people in there, and our guys were, you know, cranking, and they just announced Derek Queen as the Hawks pick, and people are cheering and they're going nuts. And it's like, oh God. And one of the announcers came back, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know, yeah, I can't officially tell you, but Derek Queen's been traded to New Orleans. And they're like, huh?
Yeah. It's tough to follow.
Wow.
It is. Yeah.
It's really difficult. So come on, NBA. We're better than that.
Yes.
We're better than that.
I think you should.
Let's make those, you know how you've seen those two-sided hats that are like parents, the Kelseys wore the Eagles logo and the, let's give them two-sided hats. Let's do something. You know, I don't want the picture that I worked for all my life to be for the wrong team.
Agreed. You got to bring this up at the meeting again, year 9.
Steve I'm Koonin. Bringing it up.
Steve Koonin, congratulations on a really good week for our franchise.
I won't get it done, Mike, but we had a good week, but don't count my contribution.
Yeah.
The psychosomatic, Asa, and the we can't wear the right hat problem.
Fair enough. Look, the Hawks fans are excited. I think you feel that, and we got to see what happens here more with free agency as we continue to build this thing. Steve, great job, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. I know it's 4th of July, so maybe we won't. I'm not sure what's going on there, but we look forward to normally getting on.
Let's see if we break any news this week, and maybe we can just do a call-in. We'll figure it out together.
Sounds good. All right, Steve, have a good weekend.
All right, take care. Bye.
Good stuff.